General McInerney said, according to the information that I received, that the president understands that if nothing happens, our republic is in grave danger, and the republics and the governments around the world are in grave danger. Freedom and liberty around the world are in peril. He added in this information that we are in full and ready military operation now to remove threats, both people and issues that are a danger to the republic. All right. Number three, the military presence in Washington, D.C. these days. Over 35,000 military and special ops. They're not in there only for inauguration security, ladies and gentlemen. If you think that they're just there for a supposed Biden inauguration, you're not thinking clearly and you don't know the truth. I can tell you that arrests are happening. Most of them are low level and behind the scenes. Talk more about the military throughout the country in just a moment. Number four, there's a lot of points I'm going to cover here. Take notes. All major cities run and managed by the Commune Socialist Party are on military alert. But these cities that are all run, led, and managed by members of the Commune Socialist Party, their mayors, their governors, city councils, etc., they are on military alert at this moment to curtail possible riots, just as the Commune Socialist Party instigated all summer long in America. If you live in one of these cities, be prepared. And you know who you are. Any city in California, any city in Washington State, especially Seattle, Portland, Minnesota, Michigan, you know, you've heard them all summer long. You've seen the evidence of all of it. Be on alert, ladies and gentlemen, and fellow patriots in those states. Don't panic. No reason to panic. Just be prepared. I'm telling you what may happen here based on information. But you need to be prepared in these cities for possible blackouts. And you need to be prepared for cell phone outages. So make sure you prep for this. Get some fresh water. Make sure that you have ways to keep food cold and fresh. The blackouts won't last forever and ever. In fact, they'll probably be brief and so forth. So be prepared for those of you in these cities that we saw burn over the summer. Hi, everybody. Welcome to The Right Side with Doug Billings. Thank you very much indeed for watching and tuning in, whether it's on YouTube or Rumble or on one of your favorite podcast platforms. We are on all of them. Just search us out, please. On each of those platforms, we'll put the information right here below the screen. And please remember to and do us a favor and stop over at our GoFundMe page. We are in need of sponsors and donations for the program so that this conservative message can reach more people, continue to be produced. We've been named as one of the most highly rated and up-and-coming conservative podcasts and videocasts in the United States, and we've just crossed the threshold to a global reach and an international audience as well. So cheers to all of you around the world who are watching tonight. We're very grateful and honored for all of you, and we're glad that you're here. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I want to share some information. You know, we had Simon Parks and Charlie Ward on the show last week, and I'm happy to say that they will be recurring in, guests on this program. So for those of you who follow them, you can also see their messages here on a regular basis. Most likely at two times a month we'll have them on, and they'll be able to share the information that only they can come across. So very grateful to them for that, and I'm sure that you're happy about that as well. And when you meet people like that, you become privy to information that is given. So I have been now given some information, and some information has been shared with me about current events and some news of the day that I think it's important that I share. So it seems that General McInerney, it doesn't seem as if he did. He did, in fact, hold a teleconference with some of his high-ranking officers and other elected officials. And I want to begin to dispense some truth and hope with regards to the information that was shared with me. Now, ladies and gentlemen, the thing about information especially information of this kind, is that some of the information that you'll hear from me or others is spot on, accurate, and it's obvious right from the get-go. And it doesn't take much to see that. Some information takes a wrong turn because of things that are going on behind the scenes that change and that are out of our control. So some of the information that we give on one day may not be true on another day. And that's true in anything in life, really. And then there's some information that is shared that takes time to percolate, and it takes time to develop and to come to light. So I share information on this program, and this program is about my opinion about the analysis of that information. So just for what it's worth, I wanted to make sure that I said that first before we begin here with the General Thomas McInerney, who is a retired Air Force general, and the teleconference that he had with some elected officials and some of his colleagues. It was a pep talk, most certainly, but it was also a talk based in military intelligence that he's privy to. So the teleconference call dealt with the current state of affairs in the United States and, in fact, the world. I want to try to involve the world in this, since I know that many of you around it are watching. So here are the takeaways from the information that was sent to me earlier today. Several points here to cover. I'll try to go slowly and be as concise as I can, give as much detail as I can, but I'm going to just give you the bullet points, a little bit of detail, and I think and hope that I'll give you some hope, and I'll share some hope with you about the current state. So, number one, General McInerney admitted and said that there are many, many patriots, not only in America, but around the world, who support President Trump. They support President Trump for what he represents. In America, we have a president in Trump who many view as the best president that we've ever had. And that's the truth. Now, there are many people in America who don't like President Trump. Also the truth. He earned almost 100 million votes. And so people around the world and in America look at Trump, I think, and to General McInerney's point, a leader who finally stands up to the corruption of the deep state, to globalism, who puts his country first. And it doesn't matter if you're from the United States, the United Kingdom, Poland, Germany, Italy, Australia, Canada. Everyone wants their leaders to put their country first, and they should. Leaders should do that. So what they see and what we all see in Trump is the template for what people around the world want, a leader completely in love with his country, with its people, with its constitution, with its freedoms, and with its liberty. All right, so that was the first takeaway that I gleaned from the teleconference and from the information that I was given. Number two, and there are many of you out there who are worried, who are anxious, filled with anxiety about President Trump's apparent lack of drastic overt action. You know, it's as if we want to see massive arrests and, you know, spy cams and prison cells at Guantanamo Bay. It doesn't often happen, changes like this, with overt action. President Trump is doing exactly what is necessary, according to this conference call and to the information that I received. It's doing everything necessary to protect the Constitution of the United States, and he's doing everything necessary to protect you who are watching around the world and your countries and your senses of freedoms and liberties. Really, this affects all of us. We're all bonded together now in brotherhood of humanity and in prayer and in patriotism. We simply have to give ourselves permission to believe that. Not every action that President Trump takes is going to be seen. There should be no surprise to anyone that every world leader does certain things because of their national security, because of other reasons that we can't immediately or sometimes ever see. There are some things that a world leader, a leader of a country will do that we may never even know. All right. Number three, the military presence in Washington, D.C. these days. Over 35,000 military and special ops. They're not in there only for inauguration security, ladies and gentlemen. If you think that they're just there for a supposed Biden inauguration, you're not thinking clearly and you don't know the truth. I can tell you that arrests are happening. Most of them are low level and behind the scenes. Talk more about the military throughout the country in just a moment. Number four, there's a lot of points I'm going to cover here. Take notes. All major cities run and managed by the Communist Socialist Party are on military alert. Now, if you're new to the program, you'll quickly find out that I don't refer to the Democrat Party in America anymore. The Democrat Party in America does not exist anymore. They've combined communism and socialism, and so I call it commu-socialism or commu-socialists. They're no longer, also, and this is important, they're no longer an American political party. You can't be an American political party if you want to deconstruct it, if you want to burn it down, tumble its statues, erase its history. Non-American. It's non-human in a lot of ways. But these cities that are all run, led, and managed by members of the Communist Socialist Party, their mayors, their governors, city councils, etc., they are on military alert at this moment to curtail possible riots, just as the Communist Socialist Party instigated all summer long in America. If you live in one of these cities, be prepared. And you know who you are. Any city in California, any city in Washington state, especially Seattle, Portland, Minnesota, Michigan, you know, you've heard them all summer long. You've seen the evidence of all of it. Be on alert, ladies and gentlemen, and fellow patriots in those states. Don't panic. No reason to panic. Just be prepared. I'm telling you what may happen here based on information. But you need to be prepared in these cities for possible blackouts, and you need to be prepared for cell phone outages. So make sure you prep for this. Get some fresh water. Make sure that you have ways to keep food cold and fresh. The blackouts won't last forever and ever. In fact, they'll probably be brief and so forth. So be prepared for those of you in these cities that we saw burn over the summer. Point number five. Cuba was recently listed by President Trump as a state sponsor of terror. Now, why do you think that is, ladies and gentlemen? Why do you think that is? It's because Cuba had a hand in the Dominion election interference. And that's why. Make no mistake. Point number six, President Trump signed an executive order that prohibits U.S. companies from doing business with China. Now, I'll speak more about China in a moment with some more serious issues about China, but you need to realize that China views that, the rule and the executive order that companies can't do business with it, as an act of war, of economic warfare. Point number seven, if most of you, I think, if not all of you, have heard about already around the world the blackouts that took place in Pakistan, in Italy, in Iran. These were caused, ladies and gentlemen, by the United States Space Force. Huge portions of the electrical grids in those countries were disabled. The Space Force is a real deal, and it's been around for decades, just called other things. Do your research, do a little homework, and you'll find out. Number eight, we are entering in a phase, into a phase really here, of non-conventional warfare with China and Iran. Cyber warfare. This includes using the U.S. Space Force satellites that we have and other top-secret weaponry to take out communication centers, to take out data centers and electro power plants in these countries, and also to wipe out and take out, temporarily at least, the internet. Now, China, there are 250,000 Chinese troops in the United States neighborhood. 75,000 of them in Canada, 175,000 of them in Mexico. General McInerney said that if they were to step one foot on United States soil, they would be immediately eliminated. Now, those are the words that I have. There's no what does that mean? I think we're all left to speculate, but they would be immediately eliminated. And by the way, for those of you around the world who have may have been confused by the Alamo last week, you know, President Trump went to Alamo, Texas, to visit a portion of the wall. Now, it wasn't the site of the famous Fort Alamo in American history, where we fought off Santa Ana and the Mexican army. The Alamo resides in a city called San Antonio, which is about 240 miles or 386 kilometers north of where President Trump was in Alamo, Texas last week. Now, the cover during that trip in Mexico was to inspect the wall, which he did. He inspected the wall, visited, we all saw it on television, gave a speech that many of you were disappointed in because he didn't verbalize overt action. Don't worry, it was a perfect speech. Trump is famous for perfect speeches and perfect phone calls. It was a perfect speech. But the cover was that he was down there to inspect the wall. The general, McInerney, made it clear that the visit to the wall was actually a signal to China that we take it very serious. And it was a very serious signal that Trump sent about the troops, the Chinese troops, and it was not a drill. So you see, things that we see on media are one thing, but the truth is often something completely different. Point number 10, in 2 to 3 days, there may be an invocation of the emergency broadcast system. Trump is going to apparently address the nation with proof of his presidency. Some information about this is purposefully disinformation to throw the black hats off track, because they continually monitor all of that back channel chatter. And so some of this may come to pass and some of it may not. That's, again, part of the patience that I spoke about at the beginning of the program with regards to letting information percolate to see what comes true. Point number 11, the mayor of Oklahoma City, was notified that the Insurrection Act is activated and arrests will begin in that city. Now, that was the first of more cities. The same action will take place in other cities as well. But many of us, myself included, you know, scratch our heads and go, why Oklahoma? Oklahoma? There's a lot of red dirt in Oklahoma, if you've ever been there. The dirt is red. Well, because there's legitimate intelligence, again, that there are enemies planning on planting dirty bombs in cities across America. Oklahoma happens to be one of those cities. So, again, sharing information. Now, point number 12, the general made this very clear. Do not believe anything that you see in the mainstream media. Don't believe any of it. It's optics or it's outright lies and misinformation. Okay, real simple, point number 12. Point number 13, it's stated that Trump is very familiar with the famous book by Sun Tzu, The Art of War, and he's using one of the key tenets of The Art of War: get your enemy to reveal himself, right? To illustrate that, take a look at what's been going on over the last few weeks. Take a look at all of the traitors to the president, all of the ones who are disloyal, who have been revealed either by their actions or a forced hand by President Trump, or they've simply come forward themselves and admitted that they're no longer aligned with the president. Those who once favored, for example, auditing the election, Kelly Loeffler, Lindsey Graham, Marsha Blackburn, just to name a few. Yes, we're going to audit. And then the mob happens, right? And they're convinced and they change their mind. Oh, no, we can't have that. We can't have violence at the Capitol. And so they're influenced by the mob and they change their mind and they abandon the president. Others have come forward a long time ago. Many of the famous ones are, you know, there's Ben Sasse, the senator from Nebraska. Mitt Romney is one whose name is recognized often everywhere around the world. But all of those folks have come forward now through one reason or another, whether it's their own admission or whether it's just because they've been revealed by the way they vote and legislate as traitors to President Trump. And he wanted that to happen, and it takes time. They needed to become self-revealed traitors in order for the next series of events to take place. Point number 14, the election is now viewed as an issue of cyber warfare. They have proof of China moving votes from Trump to Biden. It's no longer a domestic issue. It's an attack by a foreign country. It's not a U.S. constitutional issue alone. It's a national and worldwide security issue. China can do it to us. They can do it to the U.K. They can do it to Poland, to Germany, to the Netherlands, to Italy, to Australia, to Canada, where all of you people have been so kind and given me messages and written from. It can happen everywhere, and China can do it to anyone. It is truly a worldwide concern. Places where good people live, work, and have hope of freedom and liberty, and who admire the template that President Trump has set forth as a leader. So, it involves all of you, not just the United States issue. Point number 15, the general said that COVID, and this won't be a surprise to most of us, COVID is used, number one, to shut down economies and wreck them, to incite fear and instability with regards to the economy. Number two, COVID was created and pushed out and used by the Communist Socialist Party in America and other such parties around the world as to put forth, but especially in America, the mail-in ballot debacle. And number three, it's a man-made biological weapon which was purposefully released upon the entire world. The entire citizenry of the world is affected by this thing. Now, they also needed to increase the death counts. And that's why we saw that every death, no matter what it was a COVID death. A perfectly healthy person who dies listed as a COVID death. Well, wait a minute. He wasn't perfectly healthy after all. Well, he's had a lifelong heart issue, or he had asthma, or she had she was overweight, whatever. Or she was over 75. We did a study back in, this was back in July when they were talking about possibly hitting 70,000 deaths or so in the United States, and we did a study on death certificates, and it wasn't anywhere near that number. It was more like 4 or 5,000 people. So COVID was used to increase death numbers, to incite the panic when people see those huge numbers. And when you see communist socialist politicians or anyone say, hey, we're really sorry that 355,000 people have died of COVID. Every death is tragic, and I don't want to take it lightly. COVID can kill, but it's nowhere near 355 or whatever number. They're inflated. And when they say that, they're showing their cards. They want you to be afraid. Number 16, the attack on the United States Capitol. All right. It was planned. It was organized and it was carried out by Antifa and Black Lives Matter. It had top-level officials of both the Republican Party and the Communist Socialist Party involved in that, involved in the planning of it, involved of the execution of it. And I have just read that Nancy Pelosi orchestrated the riot at the Capitol and her folks, her colleagues. That's what this conference call discussed. I'm sharing information. All of you haters and critics and trolls, that's a conspiracy theory. I'm just sharing the information. You, if you're intellectually mature enough, can do more research if you want on that topic. Do your own research. Use multiple competing sources of your information and draw your own adult conclusions. Don't rail on my channels and on my Facebook page and on YouTube and everywhere. Oh, that's a conspiracy theory. I won't believe it until I see it. The same is true for me. I'm sharing information. Nancy Pelosi's laptop is telling a big, juicy story right now. And I want you to take a look when you see Pelosi walking around the Capitol and doing all that she's doing. You tell me, let me know if you notice that she's got U.S. Marshals around her, female U.S. Marshals escorting her. Now, I don't know anything about that, but the conclusion that I draw is that it sure does appear that she's under house arrest. She was certainly relentlessly pursuing a second impeachment of President Trump, which she got done. And it makes you wonder, things that make you go, maybe that laptop is telling a juicy story. Maybe she wants to pursue impeachment relentlessly because of what's on that laptop, and she knows what President Trump has on her, and so she wants to assassinate his political career. You see, if she gets an impeachment through the Senate now, which won't happen, President Trump would be forbidden to run for public office ever again. So every Democrat, communist socialist, who you see putting forth impeachment, he's unstable, he's unfit. You know what's the driving catalyst of that? Unmitigated and raging fear of what President Trump knows and how he will reveal and eliminate more members of the deep state globalists and rhinos, those people who we call Republican in name only. So sheer unmitigated catastrophic fear is driving the Communist Socialist Party. Number 17, point 17, the letter put out by the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Everybody's worried about that letter. They said that they acknowledged that Joe Biden would be inaugurated on January 20th, and there was a collective gasp. Oh, no. The wind out of our sails. Why did they say that? It's over. Come on. We thought we had the military on our side. Ladies and gentlemen, they have to say that. They have to say it. I'm going to give you a homework assignment, my friends. Look up that letter, the letter from the United States Joint Chiefs of Staff. I believe it was put out on January 7th or 8th or so, sometime shortly after the riots at the United States Capitol. Do some homework on that letter, examine it, read it, and see if you can see a date on that letter, when it was dated. And research what that might mean. Homework assignment. Point number 18. Between now and January 19th, there may well be actions taken, some of which will be overt and noticeable and many that won't. Some covert, people being arrested perhaps. General McInerney said, according to the information that I received, that the president understands that if nothing happens, our republic is in grave danger, and the republics and the governments around the world are in grave danger. Freedom and liberty around the world are in peril. He added in this information that we are in full and ready military operation now to remove threats, both people and issues that are a danger to the republic. Now, the blackouts will be caused by the good guys, so don't panic and be fearful. The good guys, the white hats, as we say, will cause the blackouts and so forth so that they can get the bad guys, the black hats. There may well be massive arrests, some of which, again, we may see and some we may not. Gitmo or Guantanamo Bay may be a busy place. Point number 19, finances around the world. The general said that this is also about going back to the gold standard to get our financial house back in order, to remove the Rothschilds and others in power who have monopolized for decades the world banks and finances around this planet. So it's directly involving all of you who watch this program and others, this kind of issue is not only a United States issue. Point number 20, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo tested the satellite emergency broadcast system last Monday during a speech that he gave at the Voice of America symposium. When his speech was delivered, apparently in real time to 209, all 209 of those members of that organization, it was sent out and translated into all of those native country languages. It had never been done before in that way. He did it to see how many of those member nations would broadcast his speech. And not one of them did. So he understands now that the emergency broadcast system may have to be used. Those are the kind of tests. Now, you wouldn't have thought about that, perhaps, unless someone says, hey, do you know that was something has never happened before? Translated in 209 different languages to 209 member nations to see if it would be broadcast? There was a reason for that. Point number 21. To date, there are executive orders for states of emergency in the following states in the United States: Georgia, Pennsylvania, Connecticut, Utah, and Louisiana, declaring them states of emergency and possible disaster. That gives the military the ability to move into place. By the end of the day, they're saying Saturday, tomorrow, January 16th, and it may become what they call a hot. The situation may become hot around the 18th or 19th of January. Point number 22. I'm going to say four words. Don't let them freak you out. This is a war, and you need to be comfortable saying that. Now, it's an information war. It's a freedom of speech war. If you had a voice on Twitter, on Parler, any other social media platform whereby you were censored because of what you say and what you believe, as long as you weren't making threats of violence against people, places, or things, you're part of that war. You've been a victim of the commu-socialist movement, just as the President of the United States has been. And you know, ladies and gentlemen, I'll wrap up here. As Lynn Wood said, he said, all lies will be revealed, and it will be glorious. It will be glorious. So, make sure that you take an inventory of those blessings that are on your back, ladies and gentlemen. They are abundant, they're real, and they are obvious if you would just take a look at them. Every adversity that you face, every challenge, every tragedy, as well as every joy, wonder, and victory that your life encounters is a gift to you. And with perspective, when you see the gift, when you see God's divine providence working through your life in the midst of tragedy, in the midst of adversity, of challenges, and in the joy and the wonder and the meaning and the victories in your life, you become grateful. And grateful people are the happiest people on the planet. That's the difference between you and me and the commu-socialists in the world. We see the individuality that we possess and we develop it, and that's how we make our countries, our neighborhoods, our churches, our synagogues better, because we develop our individuality. We become the best version of ourselves. The commu-socialist and those folks would thrust their politics upon us because that's how they think they improve the world, but they're wrong and we know it. So continue to pray, and I ask that you do pray for me in this show. Please stop by the GoFundMe page if you don't mind. Make a donation. I am not a salesperson. I hate to ask that question, but it takes money to promote and program and get guests and so forth on it. We want to continue the program. So thank you very much. Pray for me. I will pray for you. All of you around the world, I have just loved reading your messages. Thank you for them. They've been very nice and very supportive and encouraging, and I am grateful for that. And being grateful for that makes me happy. God bless you, ladies and gentlemen. We will meet again on the right side with Doug Billings. Cheers.